let's take a look at the news and see how you're getting screwed this week. Oh boy. More empty promises from the news media about these elusive stimulus checks. This is coming from the Washington Post. The White House pushes Senate GOP to include $600 stimulus payments in relief package. Oh boy, $600. Wow, gee, I'm just going to blow it on hats. White House officials are asking Senate Republican leaders to include stimulus checks worth $600 in the emergency economic relief package being debated in Congress, according to two people who spoke on the condition that no one would say who the hell they were to share details of private deliberations. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, you know, the guy that sits on his duff and does nothing for us, did not include a second round of stimulus payments in the relief proposal that he released last week because he's an idiot. There are countries that are sending weekly paychecks to people who can't work. We haven't even sent a second one. Senior Republican members of Congress are listening to White House officials push for the stimulus checks. The two people said a provision also broadly supported by congressional Democrats. President Trump has privately indicated willingness to send another round of stimulus checks of as much as $2,000. You know what? Send $10,000. People have had their lives utterly destroyed by overreaction. Come on. Congress in March approved a round of $1,200 stimulus checks that the Treasury Department dispersed to more than 100 million American families in a matter of weeks. You know, some people still haven't collected those checks. So once again, we're talking about these elusive checks and how, oh, this time they're totally good. Shut up, WAPO. And I like how they try to make a slant like the Democrats are the good guys in this. Give me a break. They've rejected the stimulus package as much as the Republicans. They're both equally guilty. Indiana has nation's second highest per capita COVID-19 spread, CDC says. In the past week, Indiana has the nation's highest per capita COVID-19 spread after Rhode Island, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The trend appears to show the state's outlook is getting worse, even as cases and hospitalization rates hit all-time highs recently. The CDC reported Indiana had 48,000 new coronavirus cases reported in the past week, or 103.1 WCLK. Oh, sorry, that's not a radio frequency. Or 103.1 per 100,000. Rhode Island reported 8,100 new cases, or 100.6 per 100,000. Indiana reported 124 new virus deaths Tuesday, with more than 6,100 total deaths and 300 more suspected deaths, with 485,000 people. Lake County hit 500 virus deaths Tuesday. By comparison, South Korea, a country of 51 million, has 552 COVID-19 deaths. I mean, you can't respond slow and then expect anything to work. You know, we did nothing. We don't believe in herd immunity because, I don't know, science or anti-science. I can't follow it anymore. But hey, you know, let's keep, you know, what this is really about is reporting huge numbers to discourage people. And it all goes back to the Great Reset. This is all about the Great Reset. In case you don't know what that is, the Great Reset is an economy where you will own nothing and be happy about it. Their words, not mine. Californians just fed up with their state's COVID capers. It's pretty extreme, says Stephen Greenhut, a Sacramento area resident working for R Street Institute. You're basically a prisoner in your own home, and you need to be able to prove, if you're out, that you're involved in some sort of essential service. Last month, Governor Gavin Newsom, who is the world's biggest piece of crap on the planet, announced a curfew for most Californians between the hours of 10 and 5, 10 p.m., 5 a.m. It just seems like the goalposts keep moving, and some of these policies don't seem tied to science, says Greenhut. I mean, We ought to treat coronavirus seriously, but just to try to shut down society without considering the impact on people who are trying to feed themselves and earn a living, it seems crazy. Yeah, and in a state where the cost of living is higher than anywhere. But Gavin's all set. He doesn't give a crap. Because politicians don't give a crap. Can't reiterate this point enough. The curfew prompted demonstrations in the various parts of the state. Newsom has more recently announced that most of the state will come under a strict set of limitations, the idea being to help hospitals from being overrun by COVID-19 patients. Editorial. I'd love to see the numbers of the amount of people who panic about possible symptoms who aren't anywhere near the danger zone of getting taken out by this thing. When we look back, we should really research this data. How many people rushed to the hospital the minute they got the sniffles because they've been watching friggin' CNN and Fox and are convinced that if they get the COVID, pick out your tombstone, it's all over. You want to know why hospitals are overloaded? It's because of panicky people. And how are panicky people? Where did they come from? Well, they didn't occur in a vacuum. You can thank the network news. So, network news is causing the hospitals to be overloaded. It's not so much COVID. I would almost guarantee it. Back to the article. Still, the California governor certainly hasn't helped himself. After being photographed last month at a large restaurant dinner party and ignoring his own rules. Hey, people, you know, we're always citing about you need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. Social distance, 6 feet away, all this stuff. But then you give these politicians a free pass? What are you, mental? Well, you know, they're politicians. You know, they got the politician stuff going on. They're pinheads. They're douchebags, okay? Listen, if you're not going to fall, there should be a law that is permanent and non-reversible that says if you pass a law, you got to follow it. If you provide some sort of social medicine, you got to take it. There should not be exclusions for politicians. Guess what? They put their pants on one leg at a time, or as I like to say, they're politicians. They take a dump just like you. Why do these people get a free pass from everything they inflict on us? They shouldn't. They're still people. They're still imperfect. They still screw up. They still do ugly things. Come on, people. Meanwhile, the Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, has taken his own measures to ban most unnecessary walks and motor vehicle trips. Why don't they just do it? Why don't they just put everybody in the state in prison and hope this just all goes away? You know what we're going to do is we're going to jail everybody because they might be thinking about going for a walk. Therefore, they're thinking about committing a crime because this is now a crime. What happened to the America that I grew up with? The America where things, you were free. You know, they couldn't just kick your door down and say, you will do this, and we're not even going to have a legislative session to decide that you're going to do this. We're not going to put it up for a vote. We're just going to do it. It's good to get out, says Greenhut. Sorry, I have no problem with having some guidelines, social distancing, masking, etc. And whatever you're doing, you follow those guidelines. But Greenhut maintains people are just pretty much ignoring these things at this point. Well, yeah, if you're just going to keep pushing people down and pushing people down and pushing people down, this is how revolutions start. You can only oppress people so long before they just flip you the finger and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm just not, you pass whatever law you want. I'm done. And you know what? There's a lot more of us than them. The police don't have the time. I don't care if it's Los Angeles or Toledo. They don't have the time to arrest every person out walking their dog. Going to Walmart to pick up food so they don't freaking starve to death. No. They don't have time for that. If everybody just said, we're done, you're going to find that the jails fill up too quick, quicker than the hospitals, and the governor's going to have no choice to either decide that he's just going to start shooting people on sight, and if he does that, oh boy, he better be ready. That's all I can say. He just better be ready. Or saying, I can't enforce anything. There's too many of them, and there's not enough of us. Activate the National Guard. Activate the National Guard. We will shoot these people on sight. Ugh. California, it needs an earthquake. It needs to fall into the ocean and go away. I don't want the people to die. Let them come out. Well, you know, they're probably the reason that the state is so bad, but the politicians are absolute filth, trash, and dirt. They can all drown. Anyway, that's your news.